It's All Things Considered on Illinois Public Media, WILL. I'm Jim Meadows.
Bad self! Say it loud! I'm glad I'm proud! Say it loud!
Champaign-Franklin Middle School students interviewed a number of African-American women in 2006 on discrimination and other issues. As Carrie Carpenter reports, music is at the heart of Irma Bridgewater's soul.
I guess I had music around me from the very beginning.
Irma Bridgewater's fingers glide across the white and black keyboard of the upright in her living room.
So what's the name of that song?
St. Louis Blues.
At 93 years old, the Champaign, Illinois native still plays a mean St. Louis blues, steadily tapping her foot on the glossy bronze pedal in synchronization with the keys.
We didn't have record players. We played piano. And we had our parties in houses where they had pianos. And there were two or three people that always got invited because they could play. And then I had one little piece I could play, and I'd be called on to play mine, and somebody else would be called on to play their bit.
Music is in Mrs. Bridgewater's blood. She was just 5 years old when her father, Raymond, introduced her to what would become a lifelong love.
We went to church together. We both sang in the choir, and he directed the choir. My dad played drums, too, and xylophones. My dad was a good dancer, and of course I liked to see he and my mother dance too. I used to love to waltz with him, like that song, when I waltzed with my father.
If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again.
The melody of Mrs. Bridgewater's life changed to a completely different tune when she had her first child, Cecil, who became a world-class trumpet player. Mrs. Bridgewater encouraged Cecil to explore music, finding him a private tutor from the University of Illinois School of Music.
Been quite successful. He's traveled quite a bit. He's now teaching music in two of the music schools in New York.
All of Mrs. Bridgewater's children have shown a love for music. Mrs. Bridgewater mentioned with a laugh that she even tried to get her granddaughter to take piano lessons, but Mrs. Bridgewater says she's more interested in soccer. Mrs. Bridgewater hopes that the family tree rooted in musical grounds by her father will continue to bear prosperous fruits.
I've been around music all my life.
For Youth Media Workshop, I'm Carrie Carpenter.
The Youth Media Workshop series, I Remember, I Believe, is a service of Illinois Public Media.